Hey parents, we can all agree on one thing. Screen time is a struggle. Here's something from e.l.f. Cosmetics that's making screen time count. Check out Fortune Island, Earn, Learn, Flex on Roblox in partnership with e.l.f. Cosmetics and Chime. You and your kids can dive into fun challenges while picking up real-life money skills like budgeting and saving, which will build confidence and independence. This is screen time you'll actually be excited about. Just search e.l.f. Up Tycoon on Roblox and see for yourself. e.l.f. Cosmetics, for every eye, lip, and face.
Catchy tune, right? But don't let the urge to sing along distract you from the truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS top safety awards since 2006. Because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't...
Get you
Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS top safety awards from 2006 to 2024.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
You just found the most downloaded fitness, health, and entertainment podcast. This is Mind Pump. This episode is for moms. Today, we're talking about you, how much we appreciate you, and how you can crush your fitness goals, even though you take care of everybody else in the world. We know that, moms. You do a lot for everybody. But again, this episode is for you, and we're going to talk about how you can get fit and healthy with all your challenges and responsibilities. Now, because of this episode, we've put all the programs that this demographic tends to like on sale, 50% off. So we have the Fit Mom Bundle, the Fabulous 40s Bundle. We have the Bikini Bundle, the Build Your Butt Bundle. Then we also have MAPS 40 Plus, MAPS Starter, and MAPS 15 Minutes. All of that is 50% off if you go to mapsfitnessproducts.com and then use the code MDAY. This episode is also brought to you by a sponsor, Element. Element is an electrolyte powder you add to your water. No artificial sweeteners, no sugar, the right amount of sodium to make a difference. This is especially valuable if you don't eat heavily processed foods or you're on a low-carb diet. Makes a big difference. Go check them out. Go to drinkelementtea.com/mindpump. On that link, you'll get a free sample pack with any drink mix purchase. All right, here comes the show. This is a special episode for mothers out there. We're going to talk about getting you fit and healthy. But before we do, let's talk about all the things we appreciate about you and why being fit and healthy is so important, not just for you, but for your family. This we do an episode similar to this every year, but I think it's a real important one because moms, look, all of us are married. All of us have wives that are mothers. And then we all, of course, have our own mothers. Moms sacrifice a lot for their families. They sacrifice so much for their families. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but when you're a trainer, if you train people for a long period of time, the majority of your clients falls in this category. I would say most of my clients throughout my whole career were women and were mothers. And so I had a lot of experience training people in this particular category. And the biggest hurdle that I had to overcome was just that, like taking time for themselves to do this. That was always a conversation.
It's almost like the martyrdom. It's taken a lot of the time out of their own priorities to make sure everybody's accounted for. And they're just amazing at that.
Yeah. You know, I know it's cliche to say behind every good man is a great woman. But as I've gotten older and been around a lot of very, very successful people, I've never met a dude that is just absolutely killing it in all levels and him not have just an absolute badass woman by his side. Yeah. Just never, I've never met that. Like it's never this dude by himself. I know that in movies, in television, we portray the Peter Pan guy. Mm. But in real life, it's never that way at all. When you meet somebody who is absolutely at the top of their game and you meet the spouse, it's always like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
and I feel see that, how this is working.
Yeah. I feel that way about mine. Like I 100% know that as talented, as successful as I was before Katrina and I met, it pales in comparison to where I'm at today. And the thing that's most attractive is that they don't ask for the credit. They don't need to be in the limelight. They don't need to be told that they're the best or this. Like, it's just like they just do it. And I think a lot of times, a lot of moms take a lot of this. And at least all the clients that I train, this is mostly the clients that I train. Like when I think back of all the clients that I had.
It's the largest demographic of people that hire trainers.
By far, yeah, is middle-aged moms who normally wanted to lose a few pounds after their second or third child and have struggled to do it or struggled to find the time or tried other resources before, and then they would hire me, and then I would get a hold of. So when I think back to a clientele or avatar that I train, I feel more confident training mothers than I think I do anything else, because that's what I think I have the most experience helping.
Same. It was a majority of my clients. And the biggest, again, the biggest hurdle, the biggest struggle, it wasn't, you know, how to get the diet right. It wasn't what the best workout program is. It was really getting them to take some time for this, because they were always sacrificing everything for
everybody
their
else.
Kids and their families.
Everybody else first.
It was very difficult to kind of make that case. And I got good at making the case eventually, because I realized as a trainer, if I want to be effective, I have to convince this person, I have to convince this woman that this is going to benefit everybody, mm-hmm. not just themselves.
Not just her, yeah.
Yes, because it's one thing to say, okay, I want to get fit because I want to look good for myself. But what I found with this demographic was, that's important. Everybody wants to look good. Everybody, but it was like, yeah, but you know, it's going to take away time from my kids. It's going to take away time from, you know, my family. And I don't want to do that because that's the most important thing to me. And that was, again, that was the biggest hurdle. And the real thing to understand with this is that the limiting factor to how effective you can be or how good you can be at the important things in life, like your kids, like you are with your partner, like you are with your job or your home, or the things that we consider very important. The limiting factor is always your health and your energy. It's like, now, like, and the way I would put it is like this: imagine if I doubled the amount of good energy that you had, how much more effective would you be at all those things that you sacrifice so much for? Mm-hmm. And then it makes a lot of sense. And so it's this really interesting, fitness physics, I would call it, when it comes to exercise and eating right, where the time you devote to exercise, the time you devote to eating healthy, so long as it's effective and appropriate, I want to say that, because if you do it wrong, this doesn't make sense. If you do it wrong, this doesn't work. You'll devote more time to your fitness and get less in return. Mm-hmm. But if you do it right, which we'll talk about, if you do it right, what you end up is you end up getting three times the return. Mm-hmm. So you spend 30 minutes on improving your health and you'll get something like 90 minutes worth of energy back. So it actually makes you far more effective and it makes you far more resilient. So it's very important, aside from just trying to look different, it's important for all those things that are important for you. And the data on this is very, very clear. From a mental health perspective alone, we'll start there.
Yeah.
The most effective intervention, period, end of story, okay? Whether you go with medical interventions, non-medical interventions, the most effective intervention for anxiety and depression or for lifting your mood is becoming more fit and healthy.
Yep.
Nothing comes close. If you could bottle this and sell it, it would be an absolute blockbuster. Now, in the data, in the studies, when they compare proper exercise and eating right to things like anxiolytics and antidepressant medications, in the short-term studies, 4-month, 5-month, 6-month studies, they're at least as effective. But what you start to tend to see is that the fitness and eating right, the improving your health, continues to trend better and better. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's no downregulation of receptors like you get with medications. There's no negative side effects. What ends up happening, just to put it differently, is whatever benefit you get from a mental health perspective, right? From your outlook, anxiety, depression, just feeling good, whatever benefit you get at month 3, it gets better at month 6. Mm-hmm. It gets better at month 12. It gets better at year 3, year 4, year 5. It continues to get better over time. There is no medication that shows that, that does that. And now, why is this important? Well, the things that tend to get in the way of our ability to be patient with our kids, to do well at work, to do things at home, to do things with your family, it's often this, right? It's often just your the mental energy to do those things. And the data, again, I go back to the data. We've obviously seen this training clients, but the data is very clear. Like, it really does a phenomenal job at helping those things, both in the short term, but especially in the long term.
Yeah. This is why I've always loved the analogy of building muscle like investing, because it's, I think a lot of times, and this is for everybody, not just moms, but I think a lot of people are hesitant because the amount of time and volume that is they think is required in order to reap these incredible benefits. Right. But to your point, one of the things, even if starting small, investing small and a little bit of time, just consistently over time, ends up compounding, and then it gets easier. And all those things that it impacts get exponentially better over time. And so it's the long game. And I think for me, it was always getting that client and convincing that client the where we just needed to start, and then how that payoff would be and what it would affect to get them bought in. And then what's awesome about getting my mom's bought in is a lot of times they definitely are the ones who are running the house too. And so if I impacted her, it tended to impact the entire family, their habits and the way, more so than the guy. Like, I could train a dad and get him ripped and jacked. I mean, it doesn't always bleed down into the rest of the family. But if I won mom over and showed mom the return on this and got her invested, then everybody started eating better. Everybody, she really impacts the family, I think, when it comes to stuff like
this. Yeah, there's a real built-in reward system if you approach it the right way, where your body literally will give you these types of reactions and feelings and energy spikes and elevation of mood, which is, you know, that's a huge thing when you're interacting so much and inundated with like moments where stress can affect you either super negatively, or you could have some resilience towards it. And the more you build up like physically, the more you get more resilient mentally to handle these situations. And, you know, it plays out all the time. When you get that mood elevation, it really like carries you throughout the day.
Well, when you, again, this has to be appropriate. What I mean by that is proper exercise and appropriate nutrition, right? If it's a stress on you, well, all of it's a stress, but what I'm saying is if it feels really stressful, if you go beat yourself up, that's not going to do what we're talking about. Oh. Okay. So if you're listening to this or watching this right now and you're like, you know what? I tried, you know, really working out, and I did this crazy boot camp class or whatever, and it just made me exhausted. Yeah. You know, or I did this diet and it was a stress, and I was counting every calorie and it just didn't feel good. That's, you're doing it wrong. Yeah. If you do it right, and we'll get to some of this, but if you do it right, right out the gates, what you'll notice is an improvement in your outlook. Right out the gates, you'll have more energy. In fact, you should have more energy at the end of your workout, at the end of workout one, than you do in the beginning of the workout. And then to your point, Adam, moms have far more control over the nutrition. This is, the data shows this, okay? It's not my opinion. They have far more influence over the food that the family eats than anybody else in the household.
For sure.
So when mom is moving towards a direction to become more healthy and fit herself, what tends to happen, one of the downstream effects, is that everybody starts to kind of eat healthier in the house. And now the reason, why am I saying that? Well, I think it's an important thing to say, but also knowing how much moms sacrifice for their family, sometimes this is it. This is what motivates them.
Yeah.
In fact, I've had, countless clients hire me because they saw that the health of their kids was suffering. So they came and started working out themselves. Yeah. And then it bled through to everybody. Yeah. But you see this, the example of the mom tends to bleed through to the rest of the family. But again, what it does when you do it right is and you mentioned this, Justin, is it makes you far more resilient. And there's a few ways that it does this. One is just becoming stronger in general means you fatigue less throughout the day, right? So, and I'll give you real numbers. If you're not exercising right now, okay, if you're not working out consistently right now, and let's say you start proper strength training, it is 100% reasonable, so long as you don't have like a major injury or terrible health condition, okay? It is 100% reasonable to double your strength within the first year, okay? That's conservative and reasonable. I know that sounds crazy, but it's 100%, and every trainer and coach knows it. So you may be able to squat with 30 pounds on your back, by the end of the year, it is completely realistic and conservative to be able to do it with 60 pounds. You'll probably be able to do more than that, okay? So now imagine the how much less fatigued you are because you're twice as strong. So that's just one example. You also, your hormones also start to work better through the exercise fitness process, especially muscle building process. You become more sensitive to insulin, and insulin sensitivity is closely related to the balancing of things like estrogen or progesterone. In fact, some of the issues that women will suffer from, like PCOS, is closely connected to the opposite, which is insulin resistance, okay? Building muscle and strengthening your body improves insulin sensitivity. Your body becomes more sensitive to the testosterone it has, which means you have more drive, libido goes up, you have more energy. Your estrogen and progesterone start to balance out. Cortisol starts to look a little bit more appropriate. And all these hormones are what make you feel a particular way. And so as your hormones start to organize themselves a little differently, you just start to feel better. You have to do it right for this to happen. But when you do, you know, because you feel it and it feels great. And then think about the mood that you have from feeling better and how much easier it is to handle all the challenges of being a mom. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world. But now you feel so much better because your body's working better. It's just going to make you that much more effective.
You know, speaking of hormones, there really was like, for the most part, obviously I had a huge wide variance of all different types of moms, but there I could categorize them in two different categories. I had my moms that weren't working out mainly because of the time, energy to be able to do that. Then I had the other moms that I helped out that actually were working out, but they weren't seeing results. And these are the ones I bring up when you bring up hormones.
Yes.
Was they were also my cortisol junkies. They were ones that
loved doing it.
They were already exhausted, hammering themselves. They were attracted to that you know, high intensity class that gave them that cortisol dump that made them feel temporarily really good afterwards. And so they were in this vicious cycle of thinking, I feel good after this class. I love meeting my friends here. This must be what I'm supposed to do. Yet, man, I've been doing this for the last year, 2 years, consistently showing up to these classes, and I haven't changed. And it shouldn't be that hard. So those were, I felt like I was, you could fit my moms in one category.
Super good. I'm so glad you said that. So exercise is a stress on the body. It has to be appropriate in order for it to be effective. Being a mom, especially if you are a mom of younger children, it's a massive demand on the body. Okay, it's a huge demand on the body. So going out and beating yourself up is not going to be effective. It's going to overwhelm your body with stress, and it's going to cause you to feel terrible. Mm-hmm. Now, the weight on the scale may go down, but you're not going to feel better. In fact, you'll probably feel worse, and you'll start to exhibit symptoms of excessive fatigue, hot, cold intolerance, hormone imbalances. Hair loss will start to happen, you know, type of deal. So the exercise application needs to be appropriate, because you're 100% right. Very clearly remember those ladies that would train, mm-hmm. just overdo it. They would just way overdo it.
They'd it's hard. And let me tell you, this is when I think back of like some of the biggest challenges I had was, and this is again why I feel so confident speaking to this clientele, because I spoke to so many, and I had a really hard time communicating specifically to this group of women that were already doing classes and consistent and not seeing results, and then convincing them that workout wasn't good for them.
Yeah.
Because they get this feeling afterwards that does feel good. Mm-hmm. So try telling somebody who's like certain, I know it feels good. I feel great right after I do it. So how could it be bad for me? Convincing that person that it's not good for them, and that's the reason why
you've
plateaued.
Yes, and what probably happened is they initially lost the 15 pounds at first.
Yes,
and now they're doing hours of workouts a week. Nothing.
Because at one point, that mom was in the other category. She was the one that wasn't exercising yet. Then she found the time or made the time to get to these classes, say two, maybe three times a week, sometimes more. And she's doing this hour intense circuit type based class, and then gets this sweat, feels, you know, she takes like all the emotion that was going on from her busy week. And then she's like, run on the treadmill like crazy, sweat. Oh my God, I needed that, you know, feels so good, but then doesn't understand why I'm doing all these things. Yeah. I'm eating good, but yet I'm plateaued really hard. And our hormones are all out, where cortisol is being dumped like
crazy. Or to be clear, they're eating little
and
getting no results.
Right.
And you're stuck. It's like, I'm eating 1,200 calories a day. I'm doing those crazy classes, but my body is not responding anymore. And you're just, your body's overcome with stress. If you do this right, here's what you should feel like. You should feel great energy. You should have very good sleep. You should wake up feeling energetic and refreshed. You should not be have these crazy fluctuations in temperature, which, by the way, that's a sign of oftentimes overdoing it. Yeah, where you're just intolerant to temperature changes. You should feel really good. In fact, what it feels like, those clients that you just said, Adam, what happened when they would train with me, I know you guys heard the same thing, is when they started doing things right with me, after about 30 days, 60 days, and everything started working right, they'd come to me and be like, I feel like I'm barely doing anything. Yes. How am I getting leaner?
Yeah. Why am I leaning out? This doesn't make any sense. You have me eating like more, training. Yeah. I'm training less hard and I'm gaining more results. Right. But those are also the best because you take that client who's been doing all the things she's doing to be a kick-ass mom. Then in addition to that, she was also kicking her own ass in the gym three times a week or more. And then you flip it on its head and you're like, recovery. I'm going to feed you more and we're going to train more efficiently and you're going to see more results. Yep. And now you have got a lifer. That person right there, you radically changed their life. And then they see that cascade down to them being a better mom, a better wife, a better everything else that she's doing. And that was like, those were the best clients.
Well, let's talk about how much time you actually need to dedicate to structured workouts. So first, to be clear, it's good to be active every day. Now, active doesn't mean workouts every day. Active just means you're moving. You're not sitting down all day long.
Show your muscles. Show me a mom who's not active.
That's right.
Show me a mom who's not active. Running around chasing kids.
Especially if you're staying. My wife is stay at home with the little ones, and if she's with the little ones all day long, she'll track her steps, and it's like 15,000 steps a day, easily. But one of the easiest ways to track your activity level is to track steps. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think 10,000 steps a day is a good target. In fact, the data shows that you'll get about 80% of the benefits of steps at about 8,000 steps, okay? In other words, after 8,000 steps, you start to get diminishing returns. So just track on a daily basis your steps. Make sure you're getting about 10,000. And then it's like, okay, well, what about workouts? What about structured workouts? 15 minutes a day, maybe two lifts or two 45-minute workouts a week. That's it. That's all you need. This is not just my opinion, although this is 100% what I experienced, but the data clearly shows us that's all you need. Now, strength training, why so little? Strength training is very unique to other forms of exercise. With strength training, you just send this signal to build strength and muscle, and then you leave it alone. Mm-hmm. That's it. And for the vast majority of people listening to this, unless you're a competitive bodybuilder or a competitive powerlifter, it's literally, you could do two exercises a day, 6 days a week, which takes about 15 minutes. So you do like two, three sets each, or two 45-minute workouts, and you're done.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
It's very intentional. It just takes a deliberate focus, and then in conjunction with that, the real magic happens in the recovery.
That's right.
So this is where it's, the misconception is that we just got to stay busy and do a lot of things in the workout, and it's not the case. We just need to be real focused, deliberate. And so honestly, that whole time restraint thing can be solved a lot by just being a little more appropriate and smart with your training.
Well, back to your point about being active in the 8,000 to 10,000, I love this as like this benchmark, because all the research points to once you hit that 8,000 beyond, all these great benefits happen.
Yeah.
And so we don't need to overcomplicate and think about cardio and even movement, so long as we just hit that. Then all we need to focus on are these two workouts you're talking about.
Yeah, that's it.
It really simplifies the plan. It's like, listen, we're going to get to the food part and what that looks like, but it's like literally the exercise portion. Stay active. You probably naturally already do it, but maybe you don't. Maybe you happen to be a mom who has a desk job and you do sit at home or sit at a job all day long. Mm-hmm. And so you might not get as many steps. So then it's that simple. Go get 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day. Be active. We know the benefits of that. And then it's your two workouts it's your 15-minute workouts every day.
Yeah. Now, the clients that I had that had desk jobs, we would hit this pretty easily by getting them to get up and walk every couple hours. So they'd get up and walk either around the office every couple hours, or they'd go outside and go for a walk, which actually improved the productivity. They told me, man, I'm so much more effective at work by doing this.
The last 10 minutes every hour.
That's it. So most phones have apps that now track steps. Their pedometer is super cheap. You can get one almost anywhere. And just track that, and that's it. And then the two strength training workouts a week, if you want like structured, dedicated time, or 15 minutes a day. And look, I know that sounds crazy, but we have a program that we created that was 15 minutes a day of strength training. And it's our most popular program, end of story. And I don't mean most popular in the sense that just people get it. Most popular that people get it and continue results. To do it over and over and over again.
That's the results.
And they get great results because it's easy to stay consistent and it's super effective. It's minimal dose, maximal effect. And as long as it's programmed properly and you do everything right. Now, that doesn't mean you blast yourself for 15 minutes. Some people think, oh, 15 minutes, I'm going to go all out and kill myself. No. Strength training doesn't work that way. Strength training is you're trying to get stronger, and there's a very specific way to train, and it's not train to failure and beating yourself up. Again, the data is very clear on this. And what you should notice, if you do what we're saying and you have good workout programming, meaning you're doing the right exercises, the right combo of them, good rest periods in between sets, is you're going to see yourself get stronger consistently. This is what you'll notice. So if you did the 2 45-minute workouts a week proper, you know, you focus on the compound lifts. We have lots of episodes where we break this down, or the 15 minutes a day. What you'll notice is essentially week over week, especially in the first 6 months or so, but then for the first couple years, relatively consistently, you'll just get stronger. You'll get stronger. You'll do another rep, add another couple pounds or 5 pounds. You know you're moving in the right direction. Every time you get stronger, you know your body is getting better with its hormones. Your metabolism is inching up or getting a little faster, and you're sculpting and shaping your body. That's all you need when it comes to strength training.
Well, you're alluding to, I would say, once I got my mom on the plan, right, and we're heading that direction, the next biggest hurdle is to detach from the scale.
Yes.
Is to detach from
so glad you said that.
Using that as measuring our progress, because I'd have to like communicate, listen, we've done this the wrong way in the past of being married to this number that really doesn't mean shit when you think about it, especially in the context of building muscle, burning body fat. I could keep your weight exactly the same and radically change your body composition. So this number on the scale, we need to get away from looking at that, and then getting them to a place where we're probably reverse dieting, mm-hmm. hitting our protein intake, and focus on getting strong. That's the metric. Consistency with our protein intake, and then consistently getting stronger, not worrying about the scale. Because again, that's always a challenge at first, because we've been taught for so long these artificial BMI numbers that's made up that, oh, you should be at this weight for this size or this. No, none of that stuff matters. And I'm telling you, if I have a woman who's well over 100 pounds, we're going to lose some weight. But most my moms that I got, 20, 30 pounds, they need to lose. And I'll tell you right now, we can never even move on the scale 20, 30 pounds, and I will radically show you a different body.
Yes.
Radically different.
Yes. Like, let's say a woman is, 5'3". The difference between a woman who's 5'3", 150 pounds at 30% body fat, and one that's 150 pounds at 20% body fat, radically different.
Huge.
Now, and they both weigh the same, but the way they look is very different. 20% body fat, sculpted, shaped, firm. 30% body fat, obviously much more body fat, different shape of the body. One of them has way more muscle. The other one has way less muscle. The more muscle version can eat way more food on top of it.
Way more
protective.
Way more.
Yes. So, okay. So let me reword that. Okay. If you could just pause for a second, if you're listening to this, pause for a second and imagine yourself with really good health and really good performance, meaning you're really healthy, good energy, your body just healthy, and you're strong and you're fit. Now, what does that look like? That's what you're after, right? Okay, focus on health and performance and everything else will follow. In other words, if while you're doing this, you don't use the scale and you don't use the mirror to measure progress, but rather you measure things like energy, sleep, libido, anxiety, mood, your digestion, my hair, my skin, the health of my hair, my skin. If you use your strength, my stamina, my mobility, my pain, you use all those metrics to determine whether or not you're progressing and you move all those forward, what will 100% follow is the aesthetic. What will 100% follow is the look.
Healthy always looks better.
It does. Now, if I flip that and we chase the scale in the mirror, what almost always inevitably happens is we sacrifice our health, we sacrifice our performance in pursuit of a look. And when your health suffers and your performance suffers, so does the look. Okay, so that's the key here. The key here is focus on your health, focus on the performance in the gym. Don't worry about the mirror. Don't worry about the scale, especially the first 30 to 60 days when things don't shift much. You're just kind of feeling better and you're getting stronger. And then like a snowball effect, you start to see things start to look radically different. In fact, this was very common for me. I'd have a female client that I'd trained for 4 months. The scale would move 4 pounds maybe, and their friends would comment and say, man, you look like you lost 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. What's going on? We had this radical shift in body fat percentage and muscle. We had a body composition change. So chase health and performance. Everything else follows after that. By the way, this is a much more relaxed feeling. Imagine breaking the chains that you have to your scale and the mirror. You're breaking that is what's happening. It's a much more relaxed, freeing feeling.
Simplifies everything.
And it's a much better relationship with exercise. Because if you're always focused on the scale, even if you get to your goal, this relationship isn't going to feel good. It's not going to be a relaxed one. It's not going to give you nearly as many benefits.
And it's a momentum thing. It takes a little bit of time at the beginning, right, to build that momentum and to start that investing. But boy, once it gets rolling, it starts to snowball, and then it really starts to move in your favor. And then it does. It does get easier, and it does get better. And it gets so rewarding to be able to eat more, to have more energy, less time towards you. I mean, it's just getting over that first initial, all the things that we talked about of that starting point, whether you're coming from doing nothing at all or you're coming from the, you know, circuit-based type of classes. But figuring that piece out and then slowly building on that, life-changing, dude.
Totally. Yeah. Now, the bottom line is this. A fit and healthy version of you is going to be better at everything, okay? And I mean in a real sense, fit and healthy, okay, where you're doing it right. It's not obsessive. You're not stressing. You're not orthorexic with your diet, but rather you're doing this the right way. That version of you is so much better at all the things that you value the most, like your family, your kids, your job, your spouse. All those things improve because you're more fit and healthy. That's the bottom line.
We have some questions. The first one is, how should I structure my diet for fat loss?
Diet. So this is the this is the hard part, or should I say what people perceive to be the hard part?
Initially, for sure.
It is. Okay, so look, there's really two steps you can take that will make the bulk of the changes, okay? And I'm not making this up. There's really only two steps. Now, you can take more after this, but if you just did these two things I'm about to say, you will see change, radical change in your body, and it'll feel easier. You won't feel like you're depriving yourself. It won't feel crazy. Okay, step number one.
Processed foods.
Avoid heavily processed foods. They make you overeat. They're engineered to make you overeat. Just avoid them. Eat as much as you want. Whole natural foods. Eat until you're satisfied. Cut out heavily processed foods. And then number two, hit your target body weight in grams of protein and eat the protein first in your meals. Those two things right there will naturally, you'll be satisfied. Okay, you're not going to feel like you're dieting, but it'll naturally bring your calories and your diet in line with fat loss. In fact, in my experience, doing those two things typically would result in around 15-pound fat loss for most of my female.
And I want to stress that the secret sauce to what you just said is doing both, not one or the other.
Yes.
So the most common thing I see is somebody who that isn't seeing the results they want to see is they're hitting their protein intake, but they're allowing a lot of processed foods in the diet too. So they're also probably overeating a little bit. Or somebody goes, well, I'm only sticking to whole foods, but then they consistently miss their protein target. So the secret sauce of what Sal is saying is the combination of both. It's not either or. And if you get one of the two, you're not doing pretty good. It's like you want to knock both of them out. You knock those two out. Then you really simplify all the rest of the diet questions that come, which is, what about my macros? What about my carbs? How much protein? How much fat? How much? It's like, hit your protein intake, whatever your goal weight is. So, okay, whatever weight, you know, even though we talked about that being an arbitrary number, just think of like a weight that you will be happy at, whatever that number is, and hit that in grams of protein consistently and do it through whole foods. The combination of two of those will take care of
it. It does. And the average person, if you eat like the typical American diet, cutting out heavily processed foods will naturally cut your calories down about 500 just without you trying. Just eat until you're satisfied, 500 calories less, and hitting those protein targets in the studies where they have equal calories, high protein results in far more muscle gain and far more fat loss and a higher satiety effect, meaning you're probably going to be even more satisfied or satiated, which is great, right? Because imagine if you're eating for fat loss, but you feel satisfied. You feel like you're eating plenty. That's what ends up happening.
What are good supplements to take?
Okay, so supplements don't make that big of a difference. I'm going to be straight up. I know that a lot of the advertising tells you that they do, that there's always something out there that does great things. They're not going to do much for you. But if I do recommend supplements, the two that I recommend are multivitamin to fill any potential nutrient deficiencies. Because if you have a nutrient deficiency, that's a big deal. And women can sometimes have nutrient deficiencies at a bit of a higher rate than men. So multivitamin and then creatine. Creatine is we've done whole episodes on creatine. It's the most studied supplement. It's got incredible safety profile. It helps with building muscle. It helps with mental health. It helps with cognitive performance. It helps with fat loss. So it's a good for you supplement that also helps with all the other goals that we're
looking at. Notice that in our steps, this wasn't in there, right?
That's right.
This was for a reason, because it's not going to move the needle unless you're deficient in something. And I agree. And which, by the way, there's a 50-50 shot you are deficient in something. So I do recommend that everybody take a test, find out if you are lacking in any nutrients, and then go supplement for those nutrients. Normally, by the way, those are the cheap ones. Those are the easy.
Vitamin D, exactly.
They're all the basic ones that most people. The one other thing that I'd add to that, that isn't necessarily supplements, but this kind of conversation evolves from this, is the finding out about your hormones, right? Mm-hmm. So if you are following all the steps that we're saying to a T and still not seeing results, almost certainly the next thing is, okay, then what's checking hormonally, what's going on, because there might be an imbalance there that's causing that. Because if you follow the other steps that we've talked about, even without supplements,
you'll see
great results.
How much cardio should I do?
If you want endurance and stamina, then you can go ahead and add cardio training. Or if you love running, but if you're listening to this and you're like, I just want to get fit and healthy and I don't have a ton of time to dedicate to exercise, focus on the strength training, either the 15 minutes a day or the 2 45-minute workouts, and then just walk.
Yep,
that's plenty. That's going to give you all the health benefits you're looking for. But again, if you want stamina, if you want to be able to run, you want to be able to cycle, you want to be able to swim, go ahead and add that a few days a week or a couple days a week, especially if you enjoy it. But I will say this, it is more common in my experience with this demographic where people overdo cardio.
That's why I was going to say none. Yeah. So the answer you're getting from me is none. Yeah. Unless you had a very specific goal that you play intramural sports and you also want to have good endurance, or maybe you have a kid that's, 10 to 13 years old and you're wanting to keep up with them at their physical activities they're doing. Like, okay, I get that goal and we can add some cardio into it. But most of my moms have plenty of extra stress on top of what they got going on, that pushing the body, running was, so long as we are hitting our steps, not necessary.
No.
If you're walking 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day, then that's fine.
And overdoing workouts, especially overdoing cardio, is this recipe for muscle loss.
Yes.
So easy to do.
And that a lot of times is enough to keep us in this plateau. So I'm going to come out with a bold statement and say none, although there are exceptions to the rule. But typically with this demographic, we are not doing any sort of cardio whatsoever.
Yeah. By the way, what we did for this episode is we went through our data and found the programs and the program bundles that this demographic tends to like the most. And we found quite a few of them, and we're going to put all of them 50% off. Every single one of what I'm about to say is going to be half off for this episode. So we have a bundle called the Fit Mom Bundle, includes a few programs. We have the Fabulous 40s Bundle, that includes a few programs. We have the Bikini Bundle, and then we have the Build Your Butt Bundle. So those are bundles of programs. Those are all 50% off. And then we have individual programs that are really popular. We have MAPS 40 Plus, MAPS Starter, this is a beginner program, and then we have MAPS 15 Minutes, that's also 50% off. MAPS 15 Minutes is a 15-minute-a-day strength training program. So all of that is half off right now. If you go to mapsfitnessproducts.com and then use the code MDAY, that'll give you the discount. So MDAY, 50% off. Also, you can find us on Instagram. Justin is at MindPumpJustin. I'm at Mind Pump DeStefano, and Adam is at Mind Pump Adam.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic. 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now, plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.
spring is in full swing and summer is just around the corner. Get your car road trip ready with a quick stop at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, where we keep it simple. Only Valvoline oil poured by the pros who know it best. We service all makes and models, including most luxury vehicles. Fast, convenient service with no appointment needed to get you in, get you out, and back to enjoying the sunshine. Go to VIOC.com for money-saving coupons and to find a location near you. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, drive out, be happy.